I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Finally, some good news about jobs. A new survey from the staffing company Manpower finds that the number of employers who believe they'll be hiring soon has gone up. According to Manpower, 28% of American companies are expected to be hiring in the next 3 months. Joining us to discuss the survey and its implications is Tess Vigland from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Madeline.
Tess, what else did the Manpower survey find about jobs?
Well, at least according to this quarterly survey, things will get a little better this spring. Manpower surveys about 16,000 employers nationwide and asks whether they plan to increase hiring, keep hiring about the same, or lay people off. They've been doing this the last 40 years or so. And for the April to June period, as you mentioned, 28% of them said they're planning to boost the number of people that they bring into their companies. And that's the strongest number that they've seen in this survey since the first quarter of 2001. But at the same time, 62% say they are not planning any changes in hiring for Q2, and 6% indicated that they might shed jobs.
Now let's look at one particular area that has been hit hard by the economy, the manufacturing sector. They've lost so many jobs over the last several years. What does the survey say about that?
Well, if these survey results hold, then it is good news for manufacturing. Again, the strongest hiring intentions since early 2001 in both manufacturing and overall. The South has the strongest jobs outlook, and the Northeast has the weakest potential hiring. And according to Manpower, construction jobs have the strongest outlook since 1978.
And how do these results compare to previous surveys?
Well, if we look at, say, the last three quarters, in the third quarter of last year, employers predicted a 20% boost in hiring. In the fourth quarter, 22%. And in the first quarter of this year, again, 20%. And then, as we've said, for the coming quarter, 28%. Of course, as you know, the overall number of jobs created for the economy has been pretty disappointing to most economists for those quarters. Remember, a mere 21,000 jobs created last month. We were expecting 125,000. And the Labor Department says the numbers for January and December were actually lower than originally reported. So it'd be kind of interesting to compare what these employers are telling the survey versus how many jobs are actually being created.
Indeed. And what does the survey say about jobs outside the United States?
Manpower actually does these surveys in 19 countries. This latest one shows the best hiring prospects in the U.S. and Japan. Germany is still struggling in Europe. As for who's doing really well on the jobs front, New Zealand. They've got unemployment rates at 16-year lows. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at how finances and taxes can get in the way of a dream job.
Tess Vigland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.